This is Scooter with the Inner Side radio program. And I couldn't put anything together this week because I was pretty sick. And then my internet connection went down. So I've reworked this program from about 5 years ago. This is one of my favorite mixes, as it runs close to a 10 on the blasphemy meter. But it's also the most explicit program I've ever done on a totally taboo subject. But what makes this kind of sort of ironical funny is that all of the audio narrative behind this parody was captured from daytime AM radio and some stuff from Fox News, where apparently they talk about this stuff all the time. For this reason, I advise staying clear of these media outlets. You might end up making googly eyes at your cat.
God is a wonderful thing. Make one man kneel, make another man sing. Part the Red Sea, it's just a ride. More than a feeling, that's the power of God.
You know, get up at 5 in the morning, which is a good time when it's quiet and you can sort of listen to the Lord. I'm always reluctant to say, well, God said this. There's sometimes it's unmistakable. The voice, like, shakes you. Otherwise, you know, you believe you're hearing. So I put that out with a great trepidation. But I had some very encouraging news. And the first thing, I think, Terry, is that, again, 2005 is going to be a year of extraordinary prosperity for this nation and for CBN. And I think the American stock market is going to surge upward, if I heard from the Lord. And again, ladies and gentlemen, don't go out and buy stock on my recommendation, but that's what I feel in my heart. The Lord was saying it's going to be a super good year.
Thank you, Pat Robertson, for that definitive, divine financial analysis. I always wonder, how would Jesus invest?
Don't take money. Don't take fame. Don't need no credit card.
And does God listen to The Inner Side, produced at Scooterbilt Studios in Houston, Texas, for Free Radio Santa Cruz, RadioForAll.net, LPFM, community, and micro-powered radio stations everywhere.
American stock market is going to surge upward, if I heard from the Lord. The Lord was saying it's going to be a super good year.
Feel the power of God. The power of God.
You know that day by day, one can notice the degeneration of American society and the contradictions and blatant hypocrisy, which are astounding and at times out and out bizarre. Neil Horsley, he's this right-wing, anti-abortion, hocus-pocus crusading Christian nut, was recently on the Alan Combs radio program. Alan Combs is the co-host of Hannity and Combs, you know, the little right-wing show on Fox. Now, Combs had read an article concerning this Neil Horsley in the Esquire magazine, where this fine Christian man admitted that in the 1970s, he was involved in, amongst all other things, to bestiality. Now, let's see how this plays out and what they have to say to each other. Check this out.
By the way, it also points out that in Esquire magazine interview, you acknowledged taking part in homosexual sex and bestiality in the 70s.
That's my point, Alan. I mean, if you want to accuse me of having sex when I was a fool, I did everything that crossed my mind that looked like it might feel good.
You had sex with animals?
As an active hedonist. Absolutely. I was a fool.
You had sex with animals?
Oh, when you grow up on a farm in Georgia, and your first girlfriend is a mule.
I'm not so sure that is so.
That's because you didn't grow up on a farm in Georgia. Did you?
Are you suggesting that everybody who grows up on a farm in Georgia has a mule as a girlfriend?
Where there's a king with a golden crown, riding on a donkey. Hey-ho, away we go. Donkey riding, hey-ho, away we go. Riding on a donkey.
I'm saying that it has historically been the case. You people are so far removed from the
reality. Look, I'll admit, Neil, I'm a city boy. I don't know a lot about growing up on a farm.
Well, welcome to domestic life on the farm.
But I think for you to say, there are a lot of people listening to you, Neil. There are a lot of people listening to me right now who live on farms, are raising kids on farms.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow that chicken for a minute? Just for a minute.
And I don't think they're dating Elsie right now. You know what I'm saying?
The fact of the matter is, don't know that in fact you experiment with anything that moves when you're growing up.
It's kind of funny that guy's name is Horsley.
You're naive and you know better than that. You know yourself. If it's warm and if it's damp and it vibrates, you might in fact have sex with it.
No, not me.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks. Oh, come on, you never masturbated, did you, Alan?
Look, that's not the issue. We're not talking about self-love. We're talking about love with objects that are a little bit different than human form. You know what I'm saying?
A person is depraved and has nothing but their own sexual desires to guide them. They'll do anything.
All right.
Horsley.
Riding on a donkey.
Your first girlfriend is a mule.
Hey ho, away we go. Riding on a donkey.
It's kind of funny that guy's name is Horsley.
Yeah, it's yeah, it's Neil Horsley.
Neil Horsley. Neil Horsley. Neil Horsley. Come on.
It's a mare scare.
Neil Horsley.
Welcome to domestic life on the farm.
But a Neil for daddy now.
Come on, Neil. Come on, Neil.
But I think you're for you to see.
Now this is the right. How in the hell are these fools still on top? This is what the capitalist is producing. This is their cadre. Fools talking and bragging and justifying bestiality in the good old days, not in the 1600s, in his youth. I mean, this is insanity. Now, Combs was caught off guard because, see, these are his basic allies. But he had to ask the guy the question in part because the issue just propped up on itself. And just like the usual spin doctors in the corporate media system usually play these things out, he was expecting the guy to backtrack from the statement or say it was taken out of context or whatever. But no, this Christian nut was bragging about it. Proud. Talking all of this rhetoric about your first girlfriend is a mule when you're on the farm. Yet they'll turn around and talk family values to you. This shows how sick these clowns are and how hypocritical they are in their totality.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, man. What can one say about... I'm sorry, Trey. This got to top it off for me.
Steven. First Lady Laura Bush.
Yes.
Actually, not only very funny, but I thought a bit ribald, cheeky,
John,
if you
what
will.
You saw was the early show, the one they do for the cameras. I was there for the midnight show when the cameras get turned off and the First Lady felt free to speak her filthy, filthy mind.
That's very... She did two shows?
Oh, yes, John. In fact, I snuck in this little recording device.
You're kidding.
No, I am not. That horse joke you mentioned? Get the kids out of the room, Mom. Because here's how she told it after hours.
I'm proud of George. He's learned a lot about ranching since that first year when he tried to milk the horse. What's worse, it was a male horse. And what's even worse than that, He knew it was a male horse. He specifically said, bring me a stallion with the biggest you can find. You know what? Bring me two. Because I want to off one horse while I'm off another. And I don't want to stop until I'm bathing in a bucket of horse.
All right. Steven, that is enough. That is enough. I do not want to hear that. That is enough.
That is enough. Laura's perspective and get a reprint of her original Kids and Sex feature and a complimentary copy of Dr. Laura's book, The Ten Commandments, or order online at drlaura.com.
The issue of morality, a function of testosterone and foolish behavior. Morality.
This woman is having sex with a dog. And the dog is humping the woman from behind. This woman is having sex with a dog. And this big white dog is licking her feet while she's leaning over, looking like she's in the middle of an orgasm.
This woman is having sex with a dog.
His testicle ground out firm, he had his orgasm, he ejaculated, and voila!
A biological event occurred. This woman is having sex with a dog. I'm not kidding. I'm not saying it for effect. I'm not doing it for attention.
I'm not kidding.
How could I be doing it for attention? You're already listening.
I'm not saying it for effect. This is S&M and bestiality all in one place. I'm not doing it for attention. How could I be doing it for attention? You're already listening.
You're already listening.
Right?
You're already listening.
Right? And somebody listening to another station is not going to get brainwaves saying I'm doing something fallacious or saying something outrageous, therefore they'll come listen to me.
Come listen to me.
Come listen to me. Come listen to me. Come listen to me. Come listen to me. Come listen to me. The issue of morality. The issue of morality. The issue of morality.
Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality. Morality.
How you ride that? Yeah, how you be that? Yeah, how you do that?
Neil Horsey.
Riding on a donkey. Hey ho, away we go.
Let me touch your front and back. Let me grab you like a
cat. And the dog is humping a woman from behind.
Do ya? Let me break you out in the sack. Take your tick to my cat.
Well, the Lord has some very encouraging news for George Bush. You know, some years ago as I was praying, the Lord made it clear that Ronald Reagan's second term was going to be filled with scandal and problems, and lo and behold, it happened that way, and to my sorrow. But what I heard was that Bush is now positioned to have victory after victory, and that his second term is going to be one of triumph, which is pretty strong stuff. But that he'll have Social Security reform passed, that he'll have tax reform passed, that he'll have conservative judges on the courts, and that basically he is positioned for a series of dramatic victories, which I hope will hearten him and his advisors. They don't have to be timid in this matter because the winds are blowing in his back, and he can move forward boldly and get results.
What about spiritually, Pat? You know, this has been such a devastating week as we've watched things that have gone on around the world for people, and people are feeling hopeless in many parts of the world. What are you hearing from the Lord about that?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, in America, again, if I'm hearing God right, we will see a tremendous incident of miracles in the year 2005. There are going to be lots of miracles. People are going to believe God for miracles. God's Spirit is going to be moving in dramatic power around the world, and His Spirit is going to be touching the hearts of many in the Muslim world. And they will be turning to the gospel, to Jesus Christ. I think many of them already are, but this is going to be an acceleration that will really amaze the world. So that to me is very encouraging, and we're going to see something tremendous. And this isn't, well, go ahead, but that to me, spiritually, but miracles here in America, we're going to see a tremendous explosion, if I can use that term, of miracle power in America. He said he's going to supply the resources we need to reach out to the world, but what we do, we ought to do quickly. Mm-hmm. But he says he is preparing a great harvest in the world, spiritual harvest, and that we are among the reapers of that harvest. And I believe that the church in America, if it is faithful to the calling, God is going to bless beyond what any of us could dare to believe possible. And that's what he's sharing with me, is that the things that are going to happen will exceed my wildest dreams. It's going to be very, very good. 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 Good.
Here come the drums.
Good. 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 Very, very good. 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 Good.
Bass in your face, not an 8-track, getting it good to the wood. So the people give you some of that reacting to the facts that I kick in a stick. Get a stay around, point to the joint, put the booty down. Going, get to the roots, and giving it up, so turn it loose. Then again, I got a story that's harder than a hardcore course. From the Holocaust, I'm talking about the ones who going on. I know where I'm from, that dumb Billy Dumb from the base motherland. The place of the grand, invaded by the whack, did it whack, it fooled the black.
I wrote a lot of things down, as you can see. I take notes.
Sisters and every brother, one love, who said it? I don't think he sang it. The hater taught hate, that's why we came banging. Beware of the hand when it's coming from the left. I ain't tripping, just watch it.
When the end comes, it will be sudden and deadly. Now the earth knows my love and my mercy. The time will come when it will experience my wrath. That time is not yet. Multitudes are ready to come into my kingdom. Revival will break out throughout the Muslim world. My truth will penetrate their hearts. The hold of that falsehood that has gripped them will be broken. 2005 will be another good year for the world. The terrorist threat will diminish. Nations will walk in peace, but the peace will be an illusion. But the peace will, but the peace will, but the, but the, but the, but the, but the, but the, but the peace will be an illusion. Peril to Israel is greater now than it has ever been, for she will be seduced into a false peace that will leave her vulnerable. But the peace will be, then on the vendetta against religion in America is about to end. I'm just filled with good things here.
You are.
I will remove judges from the Supreme Court quickly, and their successors will refuse to sanction the attacks on religious faith. And again, the Lord says, I'm allowing the world, you and CBN, to know peace and prosperity so that my gospel will permeate the earth. And with the resources I place in your hand,
kneel for daddy.
Shut them down. Hold it.
You have been listening to The Inner Side and The Power of God from Jesus. Parodies by Sue, followed by Pat Robertson, Slave Revolt Radio, Neil Horsley, Alan Combs, Raymond, Stacy Davis, Tracy James, The Daily Show, Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, Dr. Laura, captured by National Cynical Radio, MIA, do ya? More Pat Robertson, Johann Sebastian Bach, The Grateful Dead, Public Enemy, Assorted Porno or Sex Workers, Trigger, Lassie, Elsie, Flicka, and myself. See y'all next week. Hold on, there's a little more. I, for one, welcome our new teabaggering overlords. So here's some more reruns of Tribute.
The best teabagging protest sign award going to someone somewhere on the East Coast. Quote, I shaved my nuts for this?
And now a message from the silent majority. Hello, patriots, and welcome to Teabag Central, where we anxiously await the arrival of April 15th, when teabagging parties will break out across this wonderful land of ours. Towards that end, we'd like to clarify something. When we decided to have teabagging parties, we were referring to the actions of great patriots at the Boston Tea Party. And it's since come to our attention that teabagging refers to putting your testicles in someone's mouth. Had we known that, we probably would have gone a different way with this whole concept. Too late now. We registered the domain name. I took off work, and Kinko's won't give us money back on the flyers. We're doing this. Patriots, we exhort you. Do not allow this to affect your participation in or appreciation of National Teabagging Day. At your teabagging parties, refrain from picturing Rush Limbaugh sticking his sweaty in Glenn Beck's mouth. Or Michelle Malkin's. Do not imagine that. Remain focused like a laser beam on our very important, very serious teabagging message. Your country thanks you. And this is just the beginning for our movement. We're looking forward to this summer when we'll have the grand festival in honor of conservative icon John Fingerbang.
Mom, stop laughing! You said you'd stay out of the basement when I was doing important revolution stuff.
A couple kids held them down while one kid teabagged them. And teabagging is when they hold them down and they rub their exposed genitals on their faces. Then they rolled him over, pulled his pants down, and then attempted to insert a banana.
Now these protesters are just finishing up their sessions here. They're going to march in the next coming minutes over to City Hall just in time for the Monkey Junction annexation hearing.
And then attempted to insert a banana.
I get mad at people a lot.
Now this is just one of several protests Americans for Prosperity is hosting in southeastern North Carolina from now.
And this has been the Inner Side Rerun Retrospective Review. My name is Scooter, and I'll be back soon with something new. And I'll see y'all next week.